What is going on October 5th? Huh? With your good souls, welcome back to HTL. On the hard side of life, man, this is the Monday morning before we adult podcast, man. We are just getting ready. Some of you folks are already at work. I don't know what the fuck you got going on. I'm under the assumption that that maybe you got a job. I don't know. Today on the podcast, though, we'll be talking about Facebook Marketplace, meme bans, personal identity versus media and social media. So let's not even just hem-haw around. Let me tell you about my weekend, yeah? Okay? I had a wonderful weekend. I got to, like I said on the previous episode, man, I was doing a little... Poots, what the fuck? Jesus, she's playing with her food again. I got to take a little trip down memory lane, went into Wisconsin, had to drive up north, happened upon a Facebook message on Marketplace for a steal of a deal. Steal of a deal, I'm telling you, steal of a deal. We got a 2070 for next to nothing. It's pretty good, it's pretty sweet. Keep an eye on that Facebook Marketplace, man. People are losing their minds when it comes to what they're doing and what they're selling. There's two sides to it, right? You at one point, your morality kicks in and you're like, dude, I feel like I'm stealing this thing. And you're not. You're not. Because the person that is selling this thing might be overhyped, right? They might be waiting for their 30 series COD. And they're just super stoked, and they're just like, fucking offload all my shit. Maybe another processor's coming out, and they're just like, fuck it, offload my shit. For next to nothing, you know? And I've talked about it here on the show many times, how hype culture can cause erratic behavior. And Facebook Marketplace is a great place to see the extent of that. Hold on a second. That's a lot better. What seemed like a microsecond for you guys means I went and turned the heat off because it was just like blowing on me and it was getting hot. But yeah, you can tell that by using Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, stuff like that, you can see the effects of this hype culture, you know, driving this marketing, what it does to consumers and how it pushes them into a realm of selling things that maybe they might not have sold. Now, this 2070 card was extremely cheap when it comes to price, especially on the used market. It was even 70% below the used, you know, the baseline used market, which is right around, you know, $300 maybe around there. Hell, 1080 Ti's, which are 17% faster, but, you know, maybe not quite as efficient power-wise, are even going for $250. So, again, yeah, just pay attention, man. You guys could probably get some serious upgrades for your computer, man, due to this irrational behavior. Now, this guy, I don't think this was a hype situation, but I definitely see him. I'm scrolling through there this morning. I see people selling their latest i9s that have what been out for months, maybe, you know, for 50% off retail, 60% off retail, you know, because there's this rumor mill of another generation coming out, you know, with Ryzen's new one coming out. I've seen some 2700Xs on there for $190. You know, so I would definitely encourage people to take a look at their Facebook Marketplace because it's going to echo consumerism. It's going to, you're going to score some deals and just stay vigilant. Maybe look a little bit outside your area, you know, add an hour's drive to it or something. You can find it, man. About Wisconsin, that felt weird. Driving through some of those areas, man, I was really, really flooded back with a lot of these memories. You know, I'd look at a corner or a street or where a house used to be or where a house still is, but it's run down now. And I remember the family that lived there. And Yeah, it was kind of a trip. I kind of drove around a little bit. Took a little bit longer than I wanted, but you know, it was a plethora of emotions, and I didn't feel the anxiety that I used to feel. And maybe that's because I've come to grips with certain situations, or maybe I've gotten over certain situations, but I've analyzed, I've dealt with the turmoil of what used to be in that area, and I think I'm fucking good. You know, that's just some heart to heart, some real man to man shit. Yeah, that's what it was, man. I was also checking on Facebook here because one of my buddies is on there. It's about the only place I can kind of see him. You know, it's about the only platform he still uses. Sadly. I don't use Facebook too often. I mean, I post some shit, but I don't really interact on it. You know what I mean? I'll throw some shit up there and then I'm just out. I don't, you know, it's usually something to do that's like got a little bit of comedy, or I'll throw out the HTL on Facebook. But you know, I don't do a whole lot of posting. There's a lot of baiting. And my man did this, I don't know if he just shared the meme. I don't really know how it goes. I don't know the situation entirely, but I'll read it to you just for the hell of it. He said, "I'm fresh out of Facebook jail. What exactly can we post on here? Asking for a friend." Now I'm going to describe this picture to you. It's the Facebook logo behind some jail doors. And it's a meme. And the meme reads, "In the social media system, posts and meme-based offenses are considered especially heinous. On Facebook, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious posts are members of an elite squad known as the Facebook Police. These are their stories." You know, it was a meme on Facebook SVU, right? He got banned for that one. I've talked about it here many times, man, and shit's getting real touchy, right? Real touchy. People are getting fucking touchy. People would be triggered if I said I didn't like iPods, right? I could just literally just say I don't like iPods. Cancel culture comes in with the fucking tiki torches and the goddamn broomsticks, and they're about ready to just like, they're gonna dox you. They're gonna send SWAT teams to your house. You know what I mean? They're fucking triggered. And it makes no sense because it's just comedy. It was a reference, you know, it was a joke about the platform. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like they were socially condemning it or anything like that, of that nature. So it's kind of interesting to see the insensitivity warning that is, you know, widespread. I mean, platforms can no longer take a joke or a criticism. And the people on them are being exploited. People are preying on this shit, man, and it's changing the way people are. And it's sad because media and social media have now become people's personal identity, right? You are your fucking selfie. That's the way it seems, you know. It's you are who you vote for. You are, you know, what you consider yourself for sexual orientation on social media has to be this blown out, super exemplified, filtered, hashtagged identity. And I don't believe that it does. I truly believe that it doesn't have to be this fucking way. I think people should remember that they have likes, dislikes, personal religious views, that they don't have to just armor up and go on some sort of crusade and destroy other human beings. We're losing our humanity through the use of social media, and it's kind of scary to realize that a lot of it's coming from what you're being fed and what you're regurgitating on the world. Instead of who you are, right? Instead of finding a creative way to express who you are, what you believe in, people are shifting to retweets and taking things out of context in short 3-second clips and molding and mending their personal identity around a lot of these topics. And it's fucking scary. There's no comedy left. You can't even tell a joke without somebody jumping down your shit. Now, what? Hold on a second. Phone's ringing. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for calling right in the middle of the episode. But listen, yeah, it goes back to that personal identity, right? That show of who you are. And see, social media exemplified that. It allowed people to be these Wikipedia warrior fact-checking, you know, well, so-and-so said, and popular belief dictates, and if you look at such-and-such official website, right, it's based on the belief system. If I said Mountain Dew is actually blue and it's not green, and I could get enough people on board, well, there you go. And people can argue the fact that that may or may not be true, but look around. Look around. And I use COVID as a great example and exemplified in the social media and the media system, where if you were to take, like, especially around here locally, you read our newspaper, it will say COVID, aka the pandemic, has raised 100%. There's 100% uptick. Okay. Well, let's break down those figures, right? And once you desensitize it, once you get over sensationalism out of the equation, you start to understand what the fuck is really going on here, and this is happening in social media as well. So let's just say 1 out of 5 people have tested positive for said topic, right? For said pandemic. And the next week, 2 out of 5 are now sick, right? They've tested positive or whatever have you. The headline's going to read a 100% jump because it went from 1 to 2, when really it's a completely different percentage. But it sounds better. It gets your attention. It gets you reading. It gets you excited. It stirs up your emotions. And before you know it, this stirred up bullshit is what people are wearing. You know? Listen, you're not your fucking khakis. You're not the shit that's going on around in the world. You don't have to use it as your identity. Remember, you're still a person. You still have things to bring to the world other than regurgitating the shit that everybody else is saying, right? I mean, don't you? You did when you were younger, so the adult brain's getting in the way again. You're at a moment probably in your life, like myself, where you're not even questioning things. I mean, I question a lot of things now, but I didn't when I was 30. I just rolled through the motions. You know, the stop sign said stop. 55 miles an hour said 55 miles an hour. I never asked why. I just assumed, well, fuck, it's 55. I don't want a ticket. Fuck it. But nobody's obeying the speed limits on social media. Nobody's remembering the humanity side of social media. Again, people are out here doxing the fuck out of each other. And if you don't know what doxing is, it's a thing that cancel culture loves to do. Where they'll jump on board. They're posting your fucking address on the internet. People are outside your house. You're getting death threats. It can be over something stupid. It can be over something extremely serious, right? This social media social justice system has gotten to be an identity. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't have a place, right? Sometimes the law fails. Vigilante justice, right? They used to call it that. Remember the Punisher? You know, where there was somebody that took matters into their own fucking hands. Street justice, they call it where I came from in the 80s. Where the legal system just completely drops the ball, and sooner or later a situation that is probably morally or ethically unacceptable gets handled, right? Gets handled. It's fucking, he's a gutter. Concrete shoes in the lake. But again, I just really want to hit home. And I know I spent a lot of time before I an adult. As an adult, I don't believe that this should be our fucking mentality. I don't believe that this should just be our identity. I want to get to know Jimmy because Jimmy's a good guy because, you know, of Jimmy's traits. Not because of fucking Jimmy's political alignment, because that's the only thing he posts. I know shit about him. Why should I follow him? Why should I take the time to get to know somebody if the only thing they're doing is talking about fucking Trump and Biden for months and months? Where's my incentive, right? Because that's what everybody's doing. So where's my incentive to socially interact with this person on said media platform? You get what I mean? So it's one of those deals where it's like, if all you're doing is throwing up this wall, it's really hard to get to know somebody. It's really hard to meet new people because they're too busy throwing this shit up in your face. And that's what makes it tough. And that's just making it even more tough as an adult. Because I remember, you know, 20 years ago, you could approach somebody. You could approach a lady. And I don't really typically approach too many ladies now. Because now a compliment, due to social justice and social media, I could say, you have beautiful eyes. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail, and I'm going to social media jail. I'm going to get landed on the Me Too movement because I complimented a lady. Right? I'm making advances on her. I'm this, I'm that. I'm. No, she just had beautiful eyes. That's all it meant. But I don't even do that anymore. And it's modified my behavior in a way. That almost made you fearful. But let's be honest. I like my freedom. See, on a long enough timeline, our fucking calculator is going to go to zero. We have a finite amount of days that we're allowed to live, do things, and talk to poots. See? And I don't want to waste it in a 6x6 or a 4x4 concrete doing push-ups and sit-ups for no reason other than I'm bored. Eating Jell-O with shaved carrots in it. Okay? I just don't want to do it. Poots, you're not going in the closet, baby. Okay? It was like 2 months ago. 6 weeks at least. You just forget it, lady. You're not going in there. God, this cat's weird. She's got a memory. I want, huh, Poots? Poots. You weirdo. But again, it's making it difficult. And again, I'm not downplaying any one of these situations. A lot of these social issues, a lot of these political things, a lot of the Me Too thing. I'm not condemning it. I'm just saying it's not your identity. Now, if you're a victim of some sort of circumstance that has stolen your identity, listen, there's some creepy fucking dudes out here doing some creepy fucking shit. And it just happened in the industry I just left from. There was a huge explosion in dudes being outed for being trash buckets, for being assholes, for capitalizing on their position within an industry, like fucking, like some Harvey Weinstein fucking shit, exploiting ladies. If you're listening to this and you're one of those guys that was being exploitive, let me tell you a genuine fuck you, okay? You made it hot for everybody else. Especially for us people that weren't doing that kind of fucking shit. I don't know. See, you see what happens to me before I adult? Listen, I go to bed at like 2. I get up at 6. Most of that's Poots' fault. Poots, get away from the door, baby. What are you doing? Well, if you stuck it out this long into the podcast, man, you can understand that I got a lot mulling on my mind because that's what Monday does to me. Okay, I've already thought about all this shit for months. But I thought about conveying it in a manner. Ooh, big boy stretch. Poots, stop it, woman. Hey, fucking weirdo. I gotta have to take care of this cat, man. I'm gonna have to put like close that door or something. She get her hand in there, so she's like reaching in. No, knock it off. Come here. Oh, look, she begging. But yeah. All right, well, let's wrap this up, man, because it's Monday. What do we got here? What do we got? What do we got? We got 9:30. I've been doing laundry for about an hour because I skipped it on Sunday. I had a buddy come over, Lulu. A lot of you guys from the streams might remember Lou. I go fishing with him all the time. We had an intelligent conversation. It was fucking great. I would love one day when the podcast station's done to have him on just so you guys can kind of hear our interaction and how we kind of go back and forth over topics. And yeah, I love the guy, man. He's like a brother. We don't have to agree on a topic, but we still respect each other. We have largely different views. Our religion views, our political views completely don't align. But I respect the man for who he is and what he does. And I love it, man. I love being able to have a couple of those friends still around where it doesn't have to be anything but two dudes. And we could not see each other for 6-8 months and it would change nothing. Still massive amounts of love for the guy. Still massive amounts of respect. I would drop what I was doing right now if he called me and said, I need help. And that doesn't have shit to do with his social media presence or his alignment with all these different things. It's just, he's a great dude. He's a great dude. He's got a good heart. And I would hope, Jesus, cat's over here knocking shit over. I would hope that you guys can find some of that again. Because I know you had it at one time. Don't let social media get in the way of who you are or how you represent yourself. And ladies, in closing, ladies, if I compliment you on your hair, it doesn't mean that I want to get you in bed. If you have beautiful hair, I would like the opportunity to be able to say so. If you have nice nails, I would like to be able to compliment that. I'm not going any farther than that kind of behavior or that bullshit. I just want to be able to just to be able to compliment the opposite gender alignment again. Okay, so ladies, let's not go too far. There are some creeps and be on your guard. But not all of us are. Not all of us are. Hey, and also keep an eye on that Facebook marketplace as I get ready to finish up this laundry. And head to the J-O-B and see what's going on. I'm sure it's going to be a catastrophe and everybody's going to have that it's Monday attitude. You know what I mean? Like my man in Six Chunks, if you look him up on Instagram, hashtag fuck Mondays. It's real. Some people hate him. Not me, man. I'm looking forward to this opportunity. I want to thank you for your time. If you've made it this long through the episode, do me a favor. Click the little star. Maybe even share the podcast with a couple of your friends. Retweet it. Do those kinds of things. You guys are helping me with each play and each view, you know, on all these platforms from Google to Apple to all of that. You guys are helping me generate a revenue that's going to pay for the equipment that I've bought. So thank you again for the people that have moved over from Twitch, their subs, and now subscribe to the platform here on anchor.fm/HTL. It's your boy Lost Man. I'm going to get the whack out of here. Peace, love, and chicken grease, guys. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. Oh, one more thing. Too raw, too real, Tuesday. Tomorrow, it's going to get fucking heavy. And I think it will give you guys a lot of background as to why I see things the way I see things and how I got here. All right, man. We're going to get out of here. Peace.